Good morning. It's good to see you again on this Sunday morning as we worship together with God's Word and in prayer. I want to start this morning by reading Psalm 8 as our opening, listening to these words. Lord, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels, and crown them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands, and you put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, and birds in the sky, and fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. What a wonderful thing it is that God has placed us here upon this earth with so many wonderful creatures and has given us dominion over them and asked us to watch out for them and care for them. But not only that, God is caring for us at the same time. And he has lifted us up and made us a part of his kingdom, in such a way that we can be co-creators with God in this world. As we're gathered together this morning, I want to mention to you that next week we will gather in the sanctuary and we'll see how that goes. We're looking forward to gathering together again. And I want to remind you that when you come, make sure you come in the front door up the steps unless you need to come up the handicap ramp. If so, let us know. Come in and take a seat and we'll have a short time of worship. Music will be part of our service, but congregational singing will not be. We're going to see how this works and we're looking forward to spending that time together. Just remember, as you come into the sanctuary, we still need to practice social distancing. So look forward to seeing you next week at 10:30 in the sanctuary at Withville Baptist Church. We still will be broadcasting this live on Facebook. So if you feel safer staying at home, that's okay. You can still tune in on Facebook and you can watch us and still get the worship service. So look forward to seeing you next week if you feel comfortable coming. If not, look forward to seeing you on Facebook as we worship together again next week, praising God and thanking God for what God has given us. Let's go now to the Lord in prayer. And as we go now to the Lord in prayer, let's take a moment just to be silent, just to be in God's presence, and to let God love on us and love us deeply for who we are. Let's go now to the Lord. Lord, you are an incredible God. How majestic you are, how wonderful you are, how awesome you are. But as we recognize who you are, little by little as we walk with you, we realize that you are wholly different than us, that you are far from what we ever hope to achieve and be. We know that you sanctify us day by day with your Holy Spirit working in our lives, bringing transformation. But we also realize, Lord, that we're sinners and that there are times that we have fallen far from where you want us to be and the path that you desire for us to walk on. So we come to you this morning confessing to you that we have sinned, that we have walked in the wrong way, that we've said the wrong thing, or we've not taken action when you have nudged us to take action in this world. So we confess these sins to you, and we lay open our hearts and ask that you would point out where we need to be transformed, where there are things in our lives that need to be changed, where we need to see you better, where we need to repent and acknowledge what your word says that we've done wrong at times. But Lord, as we come to you with open hearts and confessing and repenting, we realize that your word says that if we would do this, that you would forgive us, that you would make us righteous with the very righteousness of Jesus Christ, that you would cleanse us, and that by the Holy Spirit who lives within us, that you would guide us deeper in transformation so that we might look more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Son who you sent to this world and who also willingly came to die for our sins, that we might have an atonement, a sacrifice, that we might stand in the very Holy of Holies and meet you face to face. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for the work that he has done that makes a relationship with you possible. Thank you for the ways that you are guiding and directing us by the Holy Spirit each and every day. Thank you for a Jesus that not only willingly gave all of his life, but spent time in the tomb and was resurrected. We know now that not only do we have a sacrifice for our sins, an atoning sacrifice, but that we also have the future of being resurrected bodily, just like Jesus Christ was. Thank you for having victory over death. Thank you for guiding us and directing us through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for those who have gone on before us, those who have prepared the way that, first off, we might hear the story about Jesus Christ and come to believe in the work that he has done for us. Thank you for those who have prepared places of worship for us. Thank you especially for technology, which has allowed us during times of staying at home to still gather together for worship and to still hear your word in a new way that many of us maybe weren't doing before. Thank you for having sisters and brothers in the faith that we can walk with. Thank you for continuing to be there for us and entrusting us to be part with you in this world of creating a new kingdom where people know salvation and can understand what eternal life is. That life is knowing you and walking with you daily. Lord, we do come to you with many concerns upon our hearts. The coronavirus is still affecting our world in dynamic ways. It's still spreading. And we ask, Lord, for your healing hand to be upon this and to put an end to this pandemic that is happening. We pray, Lord, that you would bring leaders wisdom to know how to lead, that you would give doctors and nurses and technicians insight on knowing how to treat and help folks, that those who are developing cures and vaccines would have your wisdom to know what to do. We also pray for the state of our country at this time, as there's much division, much hurt and much pain that needs to be healed, and that it's continuing to be created by some who want to stir up chaos and problems. So we pray, Lord, that you would work in each situation to bring about your love and your peace, that you would bring about a comfort and an understanding, that you would raise someone up who can bring people to sit at the table to talk together and to compromise and to work out what needs to be worked out. Lord, you are God who can bring this about, and we trust you to do that and to do it soon. We also want to lift up to you those that we know that are going through treatments right now for cancer especially. We pray, Lord, that your healing hand would be upon them and that these treatments would work and that they would be cancer-free and that you would give them strength and energy to walk together with us once again. Lord, be with them in a dynamic way. We also pray for those who are sick in any other way, that you would give wisdom to doctors to know how to take care of folks, and that they would be able to make the right choices to bring people back to full health. We also pray, Lord, for those who have lost loved ones, those who need to know your peace and comfort at this time because they no longer have a loved one with them, whether it's happened in the past month or the past year or even the past years. May you bring the comfort that you can, that only you can, that people might know how to walk with you in a new way. And Lord, we pray that you would open doors for us to be able to share about Jesus Christ, and that you would give us, your church, the wisdom and the insight to know how to do it, to be bold and courageous, to step out in ways that we can reach out to folks and help them. Lord, what a blessing it is that you have called us to be part of bringing about your kingdom in this world. And not only bringing it about, but helping people to understand that through Jesus Christ, they too can have salvation, that they too can have eternal life. Lord, what a blessing that is. So give us the courage and the boldness to share our stories about Jesus Christ. Also help us that we might understand the calling that you have for us as a community of faith and as individuals, that we might be ones who bring great glory and honor to you because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. It's in his name that we pray all of these things, trusting you, loving you, and knowing that you will answer our prayers. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Today I want to share with you from Matthew chapter 17, verses 40 through 42. Listen to these words of Jesus. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Today I've entitled the sermon, Welcoming. Welcoming people of hospitality. Now, I realize in the midst of our world right now, in the state of our country and things that are going on, establishing and deepening relationship with others has been greatly complicated. It's been complicated in such a way that it's at times hard to reach out. Times to interact with people have been limited because our going out and about has also been limited. But Jesus still calls us to be people of hospitality. Jesus still calls us to be people who are welcoming who are opening the doors to others and helping them come in into a deeper relationship with God or to establish a relationship with God. And that hospitality may be the thing that greatly affects people in such a way that they finally will make the commitment that they need to make. First, to come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And then to take the time to also make Jesus their Lord and follow him in discipleship. So hospitality is very important for who we are as Christians. Hospitality is very simple to understand. It means opening ourselves, our homes, and our communities to others. There are many who want to limit and want to close down communities. But Jesus Christ calls us to be people who are opening up, who are vulnerable with our walk with God and sharing with God about what's going on in our lives in such a way that people can see how God interacts with us. And sometimes by reaching out with hospitality, this can make a difference. Now, in this passage, Jesus' emphasis is more on welcoming those who follow him, providing them assistance on this spiritual journey. He talks about welcoming not only the prophet and the righteous, but any of the smallest of people who follow him as a disciple. And he gives an example of maybe it's even just giving them a cup of water during that time. Now, let me address something here, because we oftentimes don't mind giving to other folks. We often don't mind reaching out to other folks and helping other folks. The church, through Sunday school, through sermons, through Wednesday night prayer meetings, has taught people that giving and helping other folks out is what God is calling us to do. Now, I hope you realize that that also means that someone must be about the receiving. Someone must be allowing other people to serve them. Someone must be open to allow people to show hospitality to them. Because you see, Jesus is talking in this passage about showing hospitality to our sisters and brothers in the community of faith. So that means someone in the community of faith must not only be a giver, but they must be a receiver of the hospitality that others are showing them. Now, in Jesus' day, that may have meant as people traveled from place to place, whether it be to share the word of Jesus Christ or whether it be to open to others in other ways, someone had to show them hospitality to help them. Someone had to open the door for them to have a place to be. Someone had to feed them a meal, especially if they were a traveling prophet or an evangelist or one who went from place to place to help those in the church. Hospitality is important. We must show it and we must reach out with it. But as Jesus says in this passage, there must be those who are Christians who also accept the hospitality that others show. So just remember that as we learn and try to find ways to show hospitality and welcoming in our world, that sometimes that means welcoming and helping our sisters and brothers in the faith. And that's the main thing that Jesus talks about in this passage, about helping other people who are pursuing a spiritual journey of transformation, following Jesus Christ as disciples and growing in that relationship that Christ wants them to have with a loving God. But we also should consider showing hospitality to those outside the community of faith. So that means that we maybe should consider what Hebrews chapter 13, 1 through 3 says when we talk about hospitality. It talks first in the same way that Jesus does in verse 1. It says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. And then it moves on to showing hospitality outside the community of faith. Let me read for you all three verses together. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison. And those who are mistreated, as if you yourselves were suffering. Do you hear what the writer of Hebrews says? It's not just the people in the community of faith that we need to show hospitality to, but it's also those outside that community. Whether they are strangers who arrive at our community of faith, or even at our home or our town, or whether it's those who are in prison or those who are suffering. So hospitality includes reaching out and showing that welcoming attitude and atmosphere of help to anyone that we meet. Whether it's our sisters and brothers in the community of faith, our neighbors, or those who come through our town that might need help. So hospitality is a very important thing with anyone that we meet. For we never know that as we show that hospitality, what might happen. Listen to verse 40 in Matthew chapter 10 again and hear what Jesus says. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. So when we're welcoming of folks, there's an opportunity for them to come to meet Jesus Christ and in turn to meet the God that sent Jesus Christ because God loved this world so much. Now, within our current situation of COVID-19 and not interacting as much as we were 3 and 4 months ago, and not being out in the midst of our communities in the way that we were, we're going to have to be very creative on how to show hospitality. If the Lord Jesus Christ is calling us to be people that are welcoming and showing hospitality in the community of faith and to strangers, then we're going to have to be creative on what we do. Technology has given us an ability to do a whole lot more. Technology, and as we've learned in the past 3 months, has allowed us to share the word of Jesus Christ with folks that maybe haven't come to be at a church before. Hospitality can be shown through sending emails, writing a card, sending a personal letter about how someone has affected you or what they've meant to you, making a phone call, maybe sending a gift of something that you know that someone else needs. Hospitality can be done in a great number of ways, and we just are going to need to be a little bit more creative in how we do that. I'm sure if we spend some time in prayer, God, through the Holy Spirit, will nudge us with what we need to do to be very welcoming people. For you see, the needs are there for our sisters and brothers in the faith. The needs are there. There are folks out there that need to be welcomed in ways that might encourage them to take a deeper walk and journey with Jesus Christ. And it's not only the sisters and brothers in the faith, whether it's of our community of faith that's gathered together, or whether it's another community of faith that we can reach out and help. There's also strangers that are passing through, that somehow, some way, we can help them. Somehow we can lift them up and encourage them to take a further journey with Jesus Christ, or even to just start that journey with Jesus Christ. Maybe it is just taking the time to being open to folks, to sharing our journey, to sharing with other people what it means to walk with Jesus Christ, what it means to have salvation and eternal life. You see, we're going to need to be creative to still be people that are welcoming, people that are people of hospitality as Jesus calls us to be. But I'm convinced that we can do it, and that we can walk in the ways that Jesus is calling us to, even with what we might consider great limitations at this time. So I want to ask you to think about this week. How will we, or how can we, continue to be people who show hospitality? That hospitality that Jesus calls us to show. How will we do it? How will you do it? How can we bond together to help one another by reaching out in welcoming ways to introduce people to Jesus Christ? I know by the Holy Spirit that God will bring us the ideas that we need to know how to do this. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, what a wonderful thing it is that you still call us to be people who are open with our spiritual journeys, people that are welcoming to others and reaching out to them, and people that are allowing others to welcome us and to show us hospitality. Lord, thank you for being a God that continues to teach us this. For you have shown us great welcoming by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, because you loved us so much that to have a broken relationship was painful to you. Even through the loss of your Son upon the cross, you have shown us what love is. You have shown us what it means to be welcoming. May we be that same kind of people, even if it cost us to welcome our sisters and brothers of the faith into a deeper walk of discipleship, or to welcome strangers that come in our midst from time to time. Show us how we might truly be better at welcoming folks who need to come into the kingdom, or who need to walk a deeper walk with you. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I want to close today with words from the book to the Romans. Listen to these words that Paul wrote, found in chapter 12 of Romans, verses 9 through 13. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. May the Holy Spirit give you great insight on how to be a better person of hospitality and welcoming this week.